You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, time for us to get into our first conversation for this morning. And so we are going to be reaching Dr. Catherine Mukandawire. She's speaking to us about self-care and how the Bible actually supports self-care, or what the Bible actually says about self-care and rest. Now, for many women, life is a constant balancing act, whether that's caring for family, managing work, and serving others. But what about taking care of yourself? Far from being selfish, self-care is actually biblical. Did you know that? And Jesus himself took time to rest and to recharge. So how can women prioritize their well-being while staying rooted in our faith? Dr. Catherine, good morning and welcome back to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I hope you're doing well as well.
I am fine.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I'm looking forward to this one because I know that it's for a lot of people, it's hard to tell the difference between self-care and selfishness. But what does the Bible tell us about self-care and rest?
Thank you so much. So it is biblical to take care of ourselves. So self-care is looking after ourselves, our health, our well-being. And the God who created us knew that we need to take care of our bodies so that we are always in the optimum state of well-being. And it is biblical. That's why the weekly cycle has a day of rest. As Seventh-day Adventists, we believe that we need to have one day when we rest from all our physical labors to recharge.
Right.
We can't just go on week after week after week. It has negative consequences on our bodies. So it is biblical to look after ourselves and to rest.
Right, right. And would you say that there's a spiritual aspect to that self-care, especially when you're talking about things like exercising and resting? Those seem to be more physical, but is there a spiritual aspect to that?
Yes, there is a spiritual aspect to that because our bodies, biologically, it is self-cleansing, self-healing, but we must put the right ingredients in our bodies. That means we need to make sure that we are eating a balanced diet. We can't just eat anything and everything so long we fill our stomachs. And in the Old Testament, they were given, the Israelites were given specific instructions not to eat, for instance, the meat of an animal that just dies on its own, a carcass. And even in modern day science, we know that an animal that just dies on its own, you cannot eat that meat because it means that animal was diseased. And if you eat it, you bring disease into your body. And they were also to be specifically observing some hygiene laws. There are hygienic laws in the Old Testament, again in Leviticus. So we can't say that's old fashioned. That was for them because it is scientifically proven that we need to observe to prevent of diseases such as diarrhea, cholera, and other. That's biblical, that of our bodies, and also make sure that we look after ourselves. Our bodies, in order to function properly from the beginning, our parents, Adam and Eve, were placed in the garden so that they would take care of the garden. They wouldn't just wake up and sit all day. No. Right. It was good for the body that they tend the garden. The muscles, the joints need to move. So it means we are meant to be in motion all the time. So if we have a job where we just sit in the office all day, we need to find time in the week or even during the day when we knock off to do some exercise, mm-hmm. to make sure that our muscles, our bones are moving in order that the toxins are removed from one part of the body, and when the body is cleansed, rather, mm-hmm. as we are breathing out, exercising, carbon dioxide is taken outside, and we are bringing in oxygen, which is clean, pure air. But without exercise, this kind of exchange is slow. So that's why once in a while, we need to make sure that we exercise. Mm-hmm. So we need to be in motion all the time, meaning the gardening, tending to the yard, these manual works that we may look down upon nowadays are good for our bodies. They make our bones and our muscles move. Mm. And it is our responsibility, it is our duty to take care of our bodies if we are going to live to the maximum that God has given us.
Beautiful, beautiful. So how can women incorporate spiritual self-care into our daily lives?
Thank you. So how can women incorporate spiritual self-care? So, of course, women who go for work, they've got busy lives. Mm-hmm. And it may seem like it's impossible to find time to nurture ourselves,
yeah,
to take care of ourselves spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally. It may seem impossible, but it is still possible. It means we need to be deliberate. We can draw up a schedule, mm-hmm. just for self-care. So if all the 5 days of the week I'm required to be at work and I knock off late every day, it means that the day that I'm not working, like Sunday or Saturday evening, I need to make sure that I have 30 minutes just for myself to nurture myself spiritually, whether it is reading the Bible, whether it is reading the study guide, whether it's reading any book. Every week, without fail, I should have that program.
Yeah.
And also, it means I should have another 30 minutes when I'm not working that I have put aside just for exercise. Mm-hmm. But if it's possible to have, let's say, I have an afternoon off in that busy week, that means that afternoon off also, I'll schedule some minutes for spiritual self-care, mm-hmm. and some minutes every week for nurturing myself in terms of exercise and so on. But that requires a lot of self-discipline to maintain that routine, mm-hmm. because that's the only time I have free. It means that if I have received visitors in that protected time, I should be able to say, sorry, I'll be with you, or I'll wait for me, but I shouldn't break that protected time for myself because that's all I have in the week. Mm. So it requires a lot of discipline, but yeah. It is possible. Mm.
Beautiful. So what would be some simple and effective ways that you could suggest that would help us to manage stress, help us to avoid burnout?
Thank you so much. So how do we avoid stress and burnout? Stress is a common cause of a lot of illnesses, such as hypertension and even diabetes, cancer, and others. How do we avoid stress? So the first thing is to be able to plan our work. Whatever it is that we are doing, we need to plan. Mm-hmm. And then we need also to share the work. So at home, if I am going to be working all week, it means that the people at home, I should be able to to share the work. I should be able to assign the work so that when I have some free time, I am not doing laundry, I'm not ironing. People need to help me so that when I have that protected time, I'll be able to, not to be stressed, to be able to do these other things which I'm supposed to do in that protected time. Even at work, if I am a supervisor and there are other people that work with me, I should be able not to be selfish. I need to share. I need to teach others. I shouldn't be the only one who knows how to do certain things. I will be stressed. I need to let others know what I'm doing. And I won't always be there at that company or government work. So it's good to share with others. I've seen people who sometimes it's selfishness for the sake of money. The job involves traveling and so on. So they'll be traveling week after week. They are in different places because they don't want to share. And that is very stressful. Very, very stressful because whatever trip you have taken, the work you have done, you need to write reports. And so you have hardly finished this report. You are going on another trip because you don't want to share the work. That will stress you out. Yes, you get all that money for yourself. The price is that you will be stressed. And that is not part of self-care because you get diseased, you won't be healthy, and that is it's not even biblical to be selfish and therefore have burnout.
Very interesting.
Now, another thing, to avoid burnout is to not to take too much.
Right.
It's possible to assess, to say, I can manage this. You cannot manage is not good to take that.
Sorry, Kathy.
Yes,
just
please.
For a second. Where you are, see, there's a little bit of noise in the background and we're struggling to hear you properly now. It sounds, I don't know if it's wind.
Sorry. Oh, it was wind. Let me move.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a windy place and it's interfering with your sound a little bit. So you're talking to us about burnout and taking on too many tasks and too many roles.
Yes. So it's possible to avoid those. It is possible to avoid the stress and burnout by firstly sharing the work that I have to do.
All right.
Whether it is at home, I need to share the work. Others should be able to do some things.
Yes.
So that when I have some free time, I'm able to do self-care in terms of spiritually, emotionally, mentally, as well as physically, in terms of exercise.
Yeah.
So share the tasks, whether it's at home or even at the office or whatever type of work that it is that I do. I need to be able to let others know how to do what I do so that they will help me and then I won't have burnout. I won't be stressed.
Exactly. And then, so there's another thing now when we're talking about self-care, there's a fear, I think, that women have of making our families feel like we're being selfish. We fear looking like we don't care about our families, like we're putting ourselves before everyone else, before our friends, before, you know, other relationships. But how can self-care actually strengthen those relationships with family and friends?
Thank you. So self-care would strengthen these family relationships. I know in our culture especially, it is very easy for the other family members to actually misunderstand what you're trying to do and to think that, to feel neglected. Say, because she's going to the office, she has hardly any time for us, and she's giving us all these donkey works to do.
Right.
So, yes, it is possible to be misunderstood and to be accused of being selfish. But that can be avoided if whenever I have some free time, let people know my routine and my schedule, and then they will understand. And they won't misunderstand me. But if I have not explained to those around me, the people I live with, they don't know what I do and why I'm always busy and why when I am at home, I need that protected time for myself sometimes. So if we explain, they will understand. And whenever I am at home, I have this free time, I should also not just apportion time only for myself. Yes, that would be selfish. So this time I'll do exercise. This time I'm reading the Bible. Don't disturb me. But I should have time also when it's for the family. Let's say Sunday afternoon, I say, it's just for the family around me. I am with my family.
Yeah.
And that is protected time.
Yeah.
So I should share it out, that protected time.
Yeah.
It shouldn't all just be for me to say, for 1 hour, I'll read my Bible. For 1 hour, I'll do exercise. For 1 hour, I'll go and visit my best friend.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday has gone. I should share it even with the family members, so that they understand and they are able to support me better.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all about communication and intentional planning.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And then let's talk about some of those misunderstandings and misconceptions about self-care that you mentioned. What could those be, and how can we redefine self-care biblically?
So biblically, how do we define self-care? So there is a verse in 3 John 3.
All right.
Verse 2. It only has one chapter. So it says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health.
Mm.
So really, our God wants us to prosper, doesn't want us to suffer. We are supposed to be actually heads and not tails as children of God. We're not supposed to be suffering and begging. No, we should prosper. He wants us to prosper and to be in good health.
Yeah.
So it means that in our daily lives, we need to make sure that even as we are prospering, we have a balance. We should also be in good health.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's possible to prosper and be very rich and be busy, a busy bee. No time for family, no time for worship, no time for self-care, for exercise, for rest. It means there's no balance there. But even as we are prospering, so it means it needs to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And as we had said in the other topic about young ladies, it means we're planning with God. Wants God to guide us, to direct us,
yes,
so that we should prosper as well as be in health. Health emotionally, spiritually, socially, all aspects of health. And so we are planning with God because it is not easy. It is difficult. Sometimes you may feel that it's impossible. But if we put God in our plans, it means we'll be able to apportion our 7 days properly so that there's a time for God. There's a time for work. Yes, there's a time for just my family. There's a time for my household. There's a time for me to connect with God, for me to look after myself. That means spiritually, emotionally,
yeah,
and also exercise. So it requires planning and planning with God, of course, so that we prosper and also be in health. So we need both. We can't neglect the other.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing light to such an important subject. What would be your final thoughts and remarks that you'd like to share with regard to self-care, what the Bible says about it, what the expectations should be, and how we can actually enjoy the best benefits out of practicing biblical self-care?
So it is biblical for us to look after ourselves,
mm-hmm,
and also to be healthy.
Mm.
We need to plan everything carefully so that we are able to apportion time for all aspects of our lives because they are all important. And yes. Thirdly, we need to communicate effectively, especially with those closest to us, our family members, our people in our household, communicate effectively so that they understand and they're able to support us. And then we'll be able to share our tasks and they won't feel that we are being selfish. Right. We are giving them donkey works to do for us, even as we do our own things.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Dr. Catherine. So thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you coming through. And I think this is a good topic. I'm happy that we had this conversation. And to all the ladies out there who are going to be trying to be more intentional with their self-care, please make sure you hit us up and let us know how you're planning to go about doing that. And maybe you've already got it figured out and you have something else that you'd like to share on the subject. Our number is +27734703520. Dr. Catherine, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Goodbye.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.